Tales from an Empress's Boudoir. I invite you to lie down, kick off your shoes, close your eyes, while I take you on a journey. The Director by Stacey Campbell and Tracy Firks. Chapter 13. Stirring from sleep, I feel the warmth of a hand touching my face. I open my eyes and close them again. The light in the room is too bright. Gradually, I open them to adjust them to the light. I feel disorientated for a moment, then remember where I am. Cameron is propped up on his elbow looking at me, with his phone in the other hand. "Hey," he whispers. "Hi," I say with a yawn. "I hope I didn't wake you with the light. Can't you sleep?" "I did for about an hour, but I woke up, so I did some work stuff on my phone." Nodding, I watch as he places his phone on the bedside table. He reaches out his hand, moving my fringe away from my eyes as he studies my face. His eyes lock with mine as he leans forward to kiss me. I open my mouth as our lips touch and we kiss. Within seconds, my body responds to his. He runs his hand down my body to my pubic hairs, where he stops at the hood of my clitoris. He gently presses a finger and rubs in circular movements. I groan at the sensation. I take in a sharp breath as he slips his finger into me. "Chloe, you're wet already. I've barely touched you." "I can't help it. You just touch me and I trail off. You turn me on like you turn a tap on." His eyes are hungry. "I want you again," he whispers. I groan, "Yes, please." He reaches for a condom before moving and placing himself between my legs. Dipping his head towards mine, he kisses me. I wrap my arms around his body, gently digging my fingernails into his back. He moans. Sliding my fingers towards his shoulders, I dig my fingernails deep into his skin. He whimpers and pants. "Chloe, you turn me on so much." His desire for me turns me on in equal measure. He runs the tips of his fingers down both sides of my body, sending tingles over my skin. He rips open the condom packet with his teeth, then rolls it onto his penis. He kisses down the length of my body, slowly moving lower until his head is between my thighs. He pushes two fingers into me and pumps, as he rubs my clitoris with his tongue. He brings me to the verge of orgasm, then pulls his fingers out, leaving me panting. Moving his body in line with mine, he gently plunges his erection into me. His gorgeous blue eyes are full of lust. He begins to rock gently as I push my hips up to meet his movement. His erection fills me as my body tingles with delight. We settle into a rhythm, his erection penetrating me deeper and deeper. Our kiss hungrier as we become greedy for each other. "Chloe, you feel so good." "Really? So you don't think I've got a fanny like a wizard's sleeve?" He tries to laugh, but the intense feeling of being inside me takes over, and his laugh comes out more like a snort. Hearing his words of reassurance acts as an ego boost, helping to further melt away my insecurities. His pumping quickly turns into thrusts as he picks up the pace. That feeling starts to build and rise inside me. I don't want you to orgasm yet, Chloe. I want to watch you. Sit on top of me, he says forcibly, pulling out of me, then laying on his back. I straddle my legs over his hips, feeling my wetness on his erection as it touches my thigh. Moving me into position, he pushes my hips down. The friction of his erection as he enters me is incredible, and we moan with pleasure together. He circles his hips as he pushes upwards into me. I respond by circling my hips and lowering down onto him. As I ride him up and down, our pace quickens. I don't think I'm going to last, he says through clenched teeth. Me neither, I reply. He grabs my face with both hands, thrusting his tongue into my mouth as we kiss. Cameron, I'm so close. He grabs my arms and pushes my body backwards, away from him, so I'm sat upright. I want to watch you come, he says. Moving in rhythm, the feeling continues to build. With our gaze firmly locked together, we move faster, both of us ready, waiting for our bodies to come undone. I scream out his name as my orgasm rips through me once more. Moments later, his orgasm takes him. He lifts his pelvis off the bed, forcing his erection deeper into me while calling out my name. The way he looks into my eyes makes him look vulnerable for a few moments as he loses himself in me. I fall forwards onto his heaving, sweaty chest, panting. He holds me in his arms and kisses my forehead. That was amazing, he pants. I have no words. I can only nod. My body still in spasm from my orgasm. I lay on top of him for a while, lost in my own thoughts. I haven't been woken up in the middle of the night for sex in years, not since my first boyfriend. An image of Liam pops into my head. He was my first love. I shake the memory away and give a silent sigh. Chloe, I've never experienced a sexual connection like this before. Me neither. I'd forgotten how much fun middle of the night sex can be. I look into his eyes. I've never had sex this intense before. Not me, he says, running his hand down my arm. Your skin is so smooth and soft. I smile. After a while, I roll him off and climb out of the bed. Are you okay? He asks. Yes, I just need a wee, I reply. I walk to the bathroom naked without a care. I sit on the toilet and reflect on everything that's happened over the last few weeks. I can't believe I'm here with Cameron in this hotel room. I open the door to find him waiting outside, hopping from one foot to the other. Sorry, my turn, he says, darting past me and shutting the door. I walk over to the table and check my phone. There's a message from Faye. I glance at the bathroom door to make sure Cameron hasn't come out before I open Faye's message. How did the date go? Did you and Cameron kiss? I hear Cameron press down on the door handle of the bathroom, so I close Faye's message. I'll respond later. The time on the phone says it's 2 o'clock in the morning. The battery is almost flat, so I grab my charger from my overnight bag and plug it into the socket over the dressing table. Cameron comes up behind me and wraps his arms around my waist. Wow, 2 o'clock. I think we need to get some sleep. I've got to get up at 5:15. I walk over to the bed, pick up a glass of Diet Coke and take a long drink. I'm thirsty. Putting the glass down, I climb back into bed. Cameron is already in bed, watching me. He pulls the duvet over us, switches the light off, and we snuggle together. He kisses my forehead as I kiss his chest. Then we say good night. The Director by Stacey Campbell and Tracy Firks. And this is Tales from an Empress's Boudoir.